I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for helping to change the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. Since the launch of the podcast in summer of 2016, when I reflect on how far we've all come, so many people are being vulnerable, authentic, sharing their journey to their thrive, whether it's on this show, whether it's in the media, whether it's at our schools. It's really, really, I'm really hopeful. I feel like one of the biggest things we can do, I'm just kind of reflecting as we go into the second half of 2024, is how do we, given all the different stress we have day to day on a day on planet Earth, how do we stay in our own integrity, find our own thrive, and use maybe some of the energy of fear, anxiety, whether it's financial, whether it's political, to just have a better next moment. So as we are starting July here in America, it's the 4th of July weekend. I really feel like the themes of some of the most recent shows are less is more and really going deeper within what does it mean for your own thrive, your own unique mental health. Today, I was going to have one of my shows launched that was sort of a landmark show on suicide prevention. I'm going to launch that after the holiday. And part of that is just reducing stress. Someone that's helping me with my audio engineering has a lot going on today. So the grace of launching this brief, short, and sweet show is an example. I think sometimes we get so caught up in deadlines. I'm not saying we don't have to have structure. I'm not saying we shouldn't have goals. But one of the ways we can manage day-to-day stress is by being adaptive and by being flexible. I find myself, I've got some of that perfectionism and I like to follow the rules. But I was like, just like Denise, like be the change. Just don't, you don't need to launch that show today. Have grace. And I also have an incredible video team in Bulgaria, and the producer and of that, he's in medical school and he's got exams this week. I hope he does well. Stefan, shout out to you. Emily for audio engineering, shout out to you. And then I want to just go again and say thank you all for helping to change the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. One of my goals moving forward is to really connect with guests who are taking action or have really alchemized some unimaginable trauma. So in the second part of this year, I plan on following through with different guests. As you know, if you're following me on Instagram at Dr. Denise MD, I've been doing what doctors need to do, which is maintenance of board certification. So I've been kind of in my geek mode doing exams. But it doesn't mean I don't have exceptional guests coming your way. So much more about mental health, suicide prevention, and everything we can do to help our children to thrive. All right? And oh my goodness, I just put my hat in the ring. If you can also take the time to vote at thepodcastawards.com. The Dr. Denise Show is nominated in the Skeptic's Guide to Science and Medicine category. I am now realizing how much I need to ask you guys to write reviews and also just support the show in any way. It's going to get only better and better throughout the years. As my son's making incredible decisions and getting older, it's allowing me more time to get great content to all of you. Okay, everyone, have a safe 4th of July if you're in America. Anywhere in the world that you're at, remember just to find your own unique thrive and take it one step at a time, one moment at a time. And thank you guys.